Listening Library presents Switch. This is the author, A.S. King. For the class of 2020, time is the most unknown of all unknown things. Aristotle. Any man can call time out, but no man can say how long the time out will be. Kurt Vonnegut, Jr. Knock hard. Life is deaf. Mimi Parent. Prologue 1. Time stopped. The fold. We have arrived at a fold in time and space. Nothing moves forward, a scientific dilemma yet to be solved fully. You are probably confused. We are confused, too. Analog, digital, stopwatches. Cell phone providers argued over the idea of fake time, decided it would be unethical, left us with our lock screen picture, no clock, no date. It is, and has been, June 23rd, 2020, for 9 months now. It's a fluke, an irregularity in space. We just have to be patient. Our hair grows, babies are born, people die. But time has stopped. We are being held for ransom. No one knows what the ransom is, who to give it to. Solution time. By the 4th of July, things disappeared from grocery shelves. People hoarded everything from yeast to taco shells, couldn't stop watching the news. Supermarkets put limits on milk and meat, and only 25% had toilet paper, sometimes guarded by signs about how God was watching, so people didn't buy too much. Inside of a month, the Secretary of Education enacted Solution Time, curricula crafted for every classroom, every school, university, every state to solve the world's time problem. Students would figure it out, be sufficiently distracted. The first outcome of Solution Time was New Clock, invented by 3 19-year-olds in a summer session community college classroom in Reading, Pennsylvania. New Clock exists in one place. newclock.com, on the internet. It is now the most visited web page of all time. It tells you what time and date it would be if Earth hadn't fallen into a fold in time and space. For the record, New Clock says it's presently Monday, March 15th, 2021, 1611. They use military time, just in case this is really an alien invasion. By August, politicians had decided to rely on New Clock worldwide, and everything returned to normal. Back-to-school sales drove record-high profits. Our clocks stood still. Our egg timers never dinged, yet we were on time for dentist appointments, and we didn't burn dinner. You get used to it. That's what they said would happen. Sun still rises in the morning, sets in the evening. We still eat dinner around 1800. I refuse to pretend that New Clock is the solution to being in a fold in time and space, though. Solution Time was not invented so we could find new ways to lie to ourselves. I'm looking for the real solution. I think it has something to do with giving a shit about people. Prologue 2. The Switch. The Switch. In the center of our house, there is a switch. It's like a light switch on the wall in the hallway outside the kitchen. No one knows what the switch controls, and no one wants to know. So no one in my family ever touches it, and we don't take any visitors. This one day, Daddy built a box around the switch as a safety. When he did that, I wanted to find out everything about that switch. I pried off the box. I stared at the workings, chewed them like gum, but was too scared to flip it, blow the bubble. Nailed the box back on, ignored the box, spited the box, until Daddy built another box, a bigger one, plywood, to contain both the switch and the first box. This went on for 2 years, bigger and bigger boxes, to keep us safe. I have been nailed into box number 7, my sister in number 9, my brother in number 11. Daddy lives outside the boxes, hammering. not what you think. Daddy is from somewhere else, a place where things are different and where people are secure. He is a naturalized citizen, but there's nothing natural about being American, he says. All slick talk and bullshit, he says. Daddy comes from a place where every word is honest. Nobody shoots you. This place is war. He is a soldier with 6-inch steel nails. This is a circus, and he is juggling all of us. War juggling, weapons in flight, circuits in circles. Me, Richard, sister. Me, Richard, sister. I am a missile launcher. Richard is a rifle. Sister is an assortment of bombs. Part 1. Aftermath. The Paleolithic. Box number 7. Box number 7 makes no sense. It's supposed to contain me, but there's a hole. A me-shaped hole. When I slide through it, I find the entire world. I slide through it every so-called weekday morning and go to the high school. My brother Richard is presently in his box, number 11. No him-shaped hole. If he wants to go anywhere, like classes for his sophomore year at community college, he has to use the front door or climb out a window. Sometimes I hear him crying in there. Sometimes I hear him skipping ropes so fast I can feel the wind of it. Sometimes I hear him practicing Portuguese. I asked him one time why he's learning Portuguese. He said, "So I can talk to myself and none of you will know what I'm saying." Richard found high school to be educational. He learned how to be a rifle there. Load him and squeeze the trigger. Ideas come out. Clubs get formed. Find yourself singing holiday songs at the old folks' home or picking up trash on the side of a highway. But Richard, rifle, has no bayonet. He cannot stab ideas. He can only shoot them. The only thing educational to me in high school so far is the wide selection of javelins in the track and field shed. I stab ideas with them. They teach me how to fly through time when no time exists. Track, field. When I was born, I did not know how to throw a javelin. I am now 16, and I know this. Either you are on the oval, track, or inside the oval, field. 1. Am inside the oval. 2. Am the jav as it flies overhead. 3. Missile seeking its target. Until 3 weeks ago, I didn't know about track and field. It's a freak accident no one knew was coming. My arm has something in it. My body has a need to propel. There is gunpowder behind it. Kapow. I am downright Olympic. It was a natural progression. I wasn't supposed to be in that particular gym class, but our schedules changed to allow solution time, and I accidentally skipped a PE credit. True Becker, please report to the guidance office. It was way too cold to be going outside for intro to track and field, because it was the first week of pretend March. But it was refreshing, too. I didn't have any choice, and this is what Daddy always said. Find reason to like the thing you must do. It makes easier. I didn't need to find a reason. The reason was clear. I was in the aftermath. Sister had moved away. I could be good at intro to track and field because, for the first time in my life, no one was waiting at home to make fun of me, make me pay for being good at intro to track and field. Daddy, Richard, and I were the only ones left, and Daddy was busy with the boxes. Richard was busy being a good boy, rifle, at community college. I could do anything I wanted to, and do it well. This was a novelty, a dare. I was okay at short running, decent at jumping once I got my footing, but then I threw a javelin for the first time.
Holy shit, I heard Coach Turner say.
The first time I watched it fly, I was part of it. Even in the spring morning grass, shoes weighted down with damp, I was flying. We watched it, me, land far away from the other students' attempts, stabbing the idea of failure.
Becker, he yelled as he jogged toward me. How'd you know how to do that?
I shrugged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?